All this week, we've been talking about the minimum wage. And each day, as part of our series, we've heard from a different worker making at or near the minimum wage. Today, we're joined by Lawrence Scott, who helps assemble car seats at Lorain County Automotive Systems outside of Cleveland. He makes about $11 an hour. Lawrence, what kind of work do you do on your job?
Well, just standing up, different kind of bending to perform certain tasks, screwing in screws, pushing pallets. The seats are placed on pallets to clamp. We push them to each station, pretty much running on the assembly line. We inspect the seats.
And you're making $11 an hour. Is that a full-time job? Are you working 40 hours a week?
Yes, full-time.
And how difficult is it when you're making $11 an hour working full-time to afford the things that you need to live?
It's extremely difficult. I'm working poor. It's hard to meet ends meet from month to month. Just having to basically penny pinch everything that I do.
Do you have a family to support?
Yeah. Kids.
How many kids?
I actually have three. I have one that's with me. I'm paying child support for another one. And I normally try to send money to help with my other one.
Which must be very difficult to do with that kind of a salary.
Yeah.
What about rent?
Rent is $5.50. I might end up having to take out loans depending on how, you know, the gas prices fluctuate and depending on if they want us to work mandatory 7 days a week.
How do you get to and from work? Do you drive?
Yeah.
And so gas probably is also an issue.
Yeah, gas is an issue. I got a car note, insurance, so that's an issue. So
what do you think can be done? Have you asked for a raise? Is it possible to make more money doing what you're doing now, or have you tried to find another job?
Pretty much trying to establish unity with a union and hopefully try to drive the factory workers back to being middle class, which was a big help with the union. Without that, there won't be a middle class. It sink to just lower class and rich and wealthy.
Well, what do you think you should be making for the work that you're doing?
Minimum wage should be somewhere around like $21
an hour.
Yeah.
So what do you think when you hear people say, politicians and other people say that they can't raise the minimum wage to that level because then companies wouldn't hire as many people, not as many people would have jobs?
To me, it just seems like they're looking into their best interests and not the overall interests of humanity.
What has been the hardest thing for you about this whole situation?
The hardest thing is just getting up, making sure that I can keep a straight mind focus on knowing that I got to pay a different amount of bills and I'm trying to do the best that I can with just keeping up with society.
What do you mean keeping up with society?
Just keeping up with society as far as how much food costs, how much gas is, how much cars cost, how much clothes cost, diapers, living in generally. Trying to keep up with that is nerve-wracking enough, and then having to come in and work for something that I feel like I should be getting paid more and putting up with a lot of mental stress and physical work. It's a lot of stuff that we shouldn't have to do, and the help of a union would really improve that.
Well, Lawrence Scott, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.